Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Monday, New York, mad or glad Monday. And welcome, everybody. I want to begin by praising the Ukrainian ambassador to the UN for reaching out and expressing their thoughts of a peaceful solution to the obvious buildup of Russian troops on their border. So you got to give the guy credit. You got to, you know, praise them, and they're obviously wanting to sit down and talk, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Try to figure this thing out. I have no idea why Russia wants to invade Ukraine. I haven't heard one word about that. But it's good to know that, you know, we have several allies in the area. And now this Ukrainian ambassador reaching out to try to keep the peace. I think every politician is obligated to do that. You know, especially in this day and age when all these countries are trying to recover from this so-called pandemic and all that. People should be more vigilant in trying to help people.
Yes, that's true.
You know, instead of perpetrating violence. I mean, whatever it is that they're seeking over there in Ukraine, violence is not the answer, and it's not worth it. I don't care what it is. So there you have it. That's a glad on the part of the Ukrainians. Hopefully, the Russian, someone in the cabinet, the Kremlin, will see this thing and say, hey, you know, we better try to settle this. All these people are not looking good to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Inner Sight wants peace.
Yes.
That's for sure. Whatever difference that makes, we'll take it. Man of Glad Monday, and once again, locally here, you had to try to get around when you're disabled without the benefit of the sidewalks being cleared. Streets are cleared. You know, the plow goes by and put the stuff down, which, I mean, I wish they would use stuff that didn't hurt the dog's paws, but it's another story. So that's a mad. But, you know, they put the stuff down, and then what happens is the cars are able to move around, so that makes the road even more passable. But everything is pushed up onto the sidewalk. Now, where I live, there is no sidewalk. There's lawns on one side, people's houses. And then in the middle, there's trees with grassy areas that just go on and on and on, you know, so long. And then you can, there's sort of a crosswalk there, and then you can cross and you go to the next grassy area. But all the snow is pushed up on those, so you can't walk.
Yeah,
you can't get up there and be safe like you know. They should have removed that snow instead of pushing it up on the damn so-called grassy sidewalk. That's all you have here, the grassy sidewalk. And I'm not on. And then of course down the road is the main highway, which I haven't walked down there yet, but I would venture to say that most of that is blocked. If you want to get around, you got to walk on the shoulder of the road.
Yeah. We have something a little different than you on the main streets. The main streets have sidewalks, and then they have broken areas where you can go up and down the ramp, you know, that you can use for the disabled. Some of the ramps are cut out nice and have good, you know, landings, but yet when you get to somebody's house, you get a tree, you know, bump, I should call it, because the big tree has the roots, so it's sticking out from the sidewalk. And then anyway, you would probably, you know, not be able to go up on that area because you get knocked off track from, you know, your wheelchair. And then also it's an adventure, to say the least. And then,
they ought to fix that. I mean,
keep it maintained.
There's no inspection clause that I know of on the ADA.
Exactly.
Where are the inspectors coming out and saying, hey, this is a violation. You can't have this. A person in a wheelchair comes along, they can't negotiate this.
You flip backwards,
but then,
run over it.
But then if you're going to say that, you've got to have enforcement. Otherwise, it doesn't mean a damn thing.
That's right.
You know?
And if the person
and let the agencies
afford it,
pitch in some of the money and help.
Right. So say the person can't afford it. They would then get something like, if this is what I would say, they would get the money to pay for it and let them do it. You know, that's what should be done. But no, that's not what is done.
The agencies and the government should be handling safety.
That's right.
Every town has a public safety department. Where the hell are they?
I don't know.
The problem is we're not considered part of the public in that way.
Yep. Right.
Think about it. That's really what it is.
Yep.
We're not considered part of the public. And
nope.
There's no enforcement.
Nope.
There's no stupid regulation that let somebody know, you know, that you got 14 days to fix this, or you know, and then some money is there, and you know, you got to raise some of the money. Call in a site. Call these damn agencies. We'll help. Will the others?
Yeah. Nope.
See?
That's my opinion.
We'll help. We'll do a PSA on the radio.
We'll do a fundraiser
for any town. We will help any town to raise money to correct some of these situations.
Yeah.
Now, where the hell is the pledge of the other agencies?
Nope. Not here.
We just pledge to the world that we will help to raise money for safety, be it the accessible pedestrian signals, the curb cuts, or whatever it is.
Anything, we've done it before. We'll do it again. We did it for.
That's the problem. The damn agencies don't give a damn, and they're afraid to do anything because they're controlled by the state.
Yep.
You know, they're told.
Yeah, it's true.
You can't do that with the money we give you. And why the hell not? I mean, well, what better way to use it than help people get a little safety?
That's right. We have Anthony waiting, by the way.
Yeah. Mad and Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita and check them out. Big East, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. You need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, veterinarian services. Ask them about that. And don't forget about all the beautiful children of the world. Avante, Corey Foster, Ali Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, just to mention a few who should have had a lot more protection.
Oh, yeah.
Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight, remind you, an inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, our 24/7 office number, 631-224-3090. All right. See, that's the other thing. Anybody who calls us for help, you know, and we get the message, we will respond. You know, as long as you're legitimate and you're real, we will respond and try to help you, even to the point where we'll contact the news media.
Yeah.
To try to remedy a situation, especially if it's a life-threatening situation.
Yes, it's true.
So that's one of the things we'll do, and especially if you're in a situation of a nursing home.
Oh, God,
you know,
yeah.
Keep in touch with inner sight.
Yes, definitely.
Help us liberate these places.
People.
Turn them into accessible housing. That's the message we're giving out.
Yeah.
How many millions of people over this snowstorm now have been neglected because people couldn't get to work? Well, there's another example of why these people shouldn't be in these damn-ass places.
That's right.
See? We try to tell this to the idiot politicians.
Yeah.
And the agencies.
Yep.
And they don't give a damn. Here's another example of it. If a person
That's
were
right.
in their own home, they could get better help.
That's right.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So get people out of those damn nursing homes. Don't
That's
wait
right.
for the next emergency or disaster to happen. Get them
That's
out
true.
Now. Do something
That's
about
true.
It. First thing in the morning, Governor.
That's right.
And all governors.
That's right.
All right. Inner sight. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp. We want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help. 631-880-7929. You need some info on the disabled. By the way, get ready with that ABLE News. I'm going to run that.
Okay, now?
In a minute.
Okay.
SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. And we're brought to you by ABLE News, Angela Melanie, the editor-in-chief. All right, ABLE News on Inner Sight.
Oh, okay, hang on. What the
Here we go.
1 second. I just have a problem here. What the heck? Oh, here it comes.
All right, if...
I got it. Here it comes.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Inner Sight, Matter Glad Monday. The phone number here, 213-816-1650. You want to call in and talk about anything that you're mad about or glad about. Inner Sight Live, and we have a caller?
Yes. Hold on, let me just get back. Yes, we have Anthony.
All right. Who's our
Here
caller? From Brooklyn?
Yep.
Anthony from Brooklyn, Inner Sight.
All right, here it comes. Oh, come on, buttons. Okay, here he comes. Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I'm okay. So, Suzanne, I know this is going to sound kind of funny, but it will make sense in the end. You know that song, We've Got Tonight, Who Needs Tomorrow?
Yes, Saudi Arabia.
You know,
wait a minute. That was a duet.
Yeah,
Kenny
yeah.
Rogers.
Yeah.
Rogers and
Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton, yeah.
No, no, there wasn't Dolly. No. I forget the girl's name.
Okay.
But it'll come to me.
Okay.
I'll tell you the thing about that song. Whenever I need a good laugh, I listen to it because it reminds me of the disabled community, because in the song, the lyrics say, "I know your plans don't include me." So,
uh-huh.
Of course, we know that society's plans always don't include us. And, whatever happens in society, we're always thought of last. And the fact that we need to get out of the house is thought of last. We have to wait for the snow to melt. How many days later, and they don't put enough salt. And, you know, you couldn't in any way, shape, or form even attempt to get to a store. And, of course, you know, if you're in the nursing home, then, you know, they're going to, I mean, you have enough beds for a hotel, but you don't have any nurses, and they've got all these people that, you know, they claim to be providing better care for, and, you know, it's a necessity because they're so ill that, you know, they could die, you know, without being in a nursing home, and they need care and blah, 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 and we've heard the song, and here's my question. Where is, you know, the care? Where is the staff? You know, the funny thing about this, Suzanne, is that these nursing homes have been understaffed for years. So I've told, you know, I've preached over and over on this show about how, their plans don't include us, and how they use the excuse about, you know, the nursing home workers getting sick, you know, and not being able to come to work. And it just makes me laugh, because you could probably count on your fingers how many, you know, staff members they have. They don't want to pay for it. So, you know, everything that, you know, involves society, we're always, you know, last place. Oh, you know, they're disabled. Whenever they get out of the house, they'll get out of the house. You know, if they don't, then they'll just have to deal with it. And, you know, they don't, you know, we don't expect much, you know, out of life for them anyway, because they have to expect that kind of life. And, you know, we don't expect much for them anyway. And, you know, if they don't like something, then they're just going to, you know, have to accept it and live with it, because that's the way it is, you know. So, I mean, never mind, you know, ADA accessibility and making life easier for them. As long as we do it for everybody else, and, you know, we'll just make our community pretty and look nice. And, you know, if they're not included, then that's the way it is. And they know that our plans don't include them. And we're not going to spend the extra money to get them, you know, accessibility and help them, you know, navigate, you know, in society and
hey, Anthony, I wonder how many disabled people share your sentiment, your attitude of what you're saying here, you know, that
a lot.
Indifference and no accessibility and no enforcement and the whole nine yards, you know. I bet
a lot of people
feel the same way.
They do.
I'm sure there are a lot of people, but the thing is, you know, we don't hear from them. They just,
that's the problem.
People are so settled into, you know, the idea of that's how life is for disabled people that they just, you know, sit behind their computers and shake their head. But I know you hear me, and I know you're out there, and I know I'm quite loud, you know, maybe for some of you, and I know that you enjoy it. And you all secretly sit behind your computers and chuckle over it, because we all know that that's the truth. And,
let me put something out there, because you're hitting a vein here with me.
Yeah, me too.
How many agencies in this country, let's say there's 30 million disabled people, maybe more. How many agencies in this country where if every disabled person sent inner sight a dollar, you know,
right,
to be used to change this whole system, to make it better. How many other agencies would do that if they sent them a dollar? What would they wouldn't do what we're going to do.
They couldn't do it.
The damn state wouldn't let them. Just the nursing home situation alone, they wouldn't let them. So come on, people, wake up. Put a dollar on our PayPal. We need a couple of million to start.
That's right.
Help us do it.
The nursing homes will never donate a dollar to us because they
want. No, I'm not talking. I'm talking about the disabled people, not the nursing.
Oh, the disabled people. I know, Frank, but there's a part of me. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's in all cases, but sadly, there are a lot of disabled people who only use cash in, you know, society, who don't even have a debit card, and I'm not even talking about one.
Well, maybe they
could
get somebody to do it.
Yeah,
I mean, what's so hard about a dollar to change a system that's oppressing all these people?
But a lot of their families, Frank, don't even think like that. I mean, I'm not bashing them or criticizing them.
That's the problem. They don't.
The problem is we don't have enough money to even brush our teeth with that measly dollar that they give us. Period.
Right. Right. And
that's
right.
How they feel despondent.
Right. And
we
want to
do it. Nobody else is going to do it. Who else is going to do it if we don't do it?
Some people don't donate to charities at all, and a lot of people. Mm. You know, maybe you're afraid to ask their family members for a dollar because, let's face it, they all live off of SSI or Social Security,
right.
And, you know, they've had to pay for other things for them, and then they're going to say, oh, well, he or she has the nerve to, you know, ask me for money more,
again.
You know, to donate to that organization.
Yeah, they
could
go to somebody else.
Well, they could, but think about it like this. Frank, and I'm not trying to make you feel, you know, blue, but a lot of disabled people, and it's not because they're disabled, but because they're isolated and don't get out of the house and things like that, perhaps because of their illnesses, they don't know many people. They don't get out of the house.
True.
So when they're in a bad situation, you know, they're stuck in it because, you know, they don't know anybody to ask for money to help for anything if they could. And a lot of people will say
the point I wanted to make was it's not so much the dollar. The point I wanted to make was we are the only agency, the only group of people that's going to do something about this.
That's true.
None of the other groups are going to do a damn thing about these situations that we talk about.
That's true.
If they were, they would start doing it. They'd call us.
No, I agree with you, and I understand, but, you know, I really think that, you know, in a lot of cases, and I'm not going to say in all, because we've had some very generous, you know, restaurants and, you know, companies that have given to us, but, you know, in order to really...
Oh, yeah, that's just keep going, and that's just operation money.
Yeah,
kind of money... That's going to change.
And they don't have that kind of money to give to us. But the problem is, in order to, you know, to get money from the big organizations that could give to us, I mean, I really honestly think that the money we would get if it were ever to be a lot, we would, you know, and could, if they could, you know, depend on a disabled person to give it to us. I would never ask them and expect that from them because I know that they don't have it. But if we could get help
from
anybody,
they would. Get it from somebody else, you know.
Yeah.
Raise a dollar at the local store or
whatever,
you know, online or whatever. You know, we're only talking about a dollar.
Like a GoFundMe.
I know.
Yeah.
But the sad thing, Frank, is that, you know, as much as I love this organization, we're not a big organization like that. Like, when people think of donating, they always think of, you know, like, for example,
yeah, but that's
American
why we can
Cancer
do
Society.
More. The big places can't do.
Right.
They got to sit down and debate it for a year.
We're not regulated, but when it like that, and we kind of, you know, run things on a case by case basis, you know, as we see fit. But when it comes to raising money, you know, we haven't been around for, you know, years and years and years and years and years like that. You know, we haven't had a large enough platform. We are poor without the R, and we, you know, we have been on the radio.
The agencies
like
that have only made it worse for us.
Yeah.
They've only helped to dig us in a deeper hole than we are in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then occasionally every 10 to 20 years come out with these new programs to help us get out of a nursing home that, you know, will never come to be until the day we die, you know, and then you get too old, you know, before you age out of that program, and then the whole process starts over again, and we know that, but we just don't have what they have. That's the issue. You know what I mean? We haven't been on the news that much. I mean, we only had a brief mention. We, you know, it was only mentioned in a site, not how, you know, you can donate to InnerSight. We don't.
Well, the other agencies
can
get on the news. What good is it if the system stays the same, keeps oppressing people?
Yeah, but they've had a lot more exposure than we have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, I think that, you know, there are a lot of people who kind of have a, I don't know how you would call it, but, you know, the kind of people who cover their ears and, you know, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to hear it, and want to pretend like a problem doesn't exist.
Well, they're going to hear
it. That's the problem. You know, they want to think that everything that we have is sufficient and we live comfortable lives and, you know, we're satisfied with everything we have and, you know, everything is beautiful in its own way kind of thing. And, you know, that's kind of the way it is, you know. And they're like, oh, they always complain. They always complain, you know. And that's the way I see it. I mean, I myself have tried to help, you know, raise money for InnerSight. I've encouraged companies and things like that, and they tell you that, you know, they'll get in touch with you and stuff like that. And I don't know how many really get back to you, you know, or promise to and never do. Or just
At least you're trying.
Yeah, tell you what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, some people, believe it or not, you know, we are controversial too, because, you know, the idea of, you know, disturbing the perfect Mona Lisa, you know, get rid of the nursing home and turn it into accessible housing. How dare they? They have some nerve, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to tell me that I pay taxes and the money they get on SSI isn't enough. And they get, you know, this and that and Section 8 that's closed and they get Medicaid and they get a home attendant and
your money in the nursing home.
Yeah, you don't. But, you know, people think that because they pay so much money for it and because it's in America, what we have is sufficient and it's the best we can do and that we have to cope with what we have, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't like to rock the boat, and they certainly don't like to tip it over. That's the problem. You know what I mean? They just kind of like everything to stay the way it is because it settles their mind, and it, you know, some people are stressed out by it, and they just don't want to be bothered with it. You know what I mean? There are people who think, oh, well, you know, those that need more hours get, and those that don't need as much don't get as much. And we know that that's not the truth. And that's why the way the world is the way it is. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you can't really depend on Biden to do much because, you know, all he did was supposedly increase the funding for home care in states that it wasn't, you know, as funded in. And other than that, I don't know. And I'm not even sure, well, that passed, but I don't hear any success stories coming out of it, and I don't, you know, I don't really see much that he's doing, and I don't think anything's
going to
get better.
And you won't hear
anything. Yeah, his plans are not...
Another political ploy that's not going to work.
What he wants to do is getting blocked, and it's not passing, and think about it, because the Republicans, you know, are promising a red wave, and if they push hard enough and people are disgusted by it, and we're still living in dirt poverty here, and, you know, inflation is still high, and gas prices are still high, and everybody gets, you know, fed up with it, then, you know, they're gonna make life even worse for him, because the more Republicans that are in, the less he's going to be able to do, because the Democrats are not going to be, you know, behind the button to, you know, to help him push his agenda. And,
but
you know
the Republicans are phony too, because when you present it to them, as I did to my congressman, that you're not asking them for money. You know,
that's right.
You're asking them to use what's already there.
That's right.
You know, they don't even do that.
They don't even know what to do.
You've got both parties that don't give a damn.
That's right.
Yeah, I think that they just kind of listen to you, Frank, when you're there. You know, they want to be diplomatic because they are your, you know, elected official for your district, so they're not going
to
be disrespectful and argumentative.
But they don't know what to do, Anthony. They really don't know what to do. They sit down.
I don't think
they know what to do. I don't agree with that.
I don't think they care what to do.
That's more like it.
You know, it's
they don't give a damn.
They don't. If they don't have hundreds of people in front of their face who say we want, then they don't care. If you know, if one person sits, you know, behind a desk with them and talks, then they'll talk to you to be respectful because you're
a
constituent.
We have over 100,000 listeners. We got almost 75,000 on the petition for the service.
Yeah.
So we got people.
Well, I understand, right? But I really think that politicians have pet projects that they fall in love with. And, you know, if it's not something that they are in love with, then they don't care about it, you know what I mean? And they have certain ideas in their head that they dream about and envision and, you know, that they want to follow through with, and they have their time in office and their limited time, and that's what they're going to spend their, you know, agenda having their chief of staff.
Well, that's why
work
I developed this new policy for inner sight. Unless a politician does something for us, we're not going to endorse him or her.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, has Kathy Hochul done anything for the disabled?
Not
I mean, the,
not that I know of. Nope.
I mean, they talked about wanting her to pass that bill that would allow the home health aides to get more money, but that doesn't mean that she's going to, and she hasn't said whether she would or wouldn't. So I just have a feeling that she's going to throw it aside. And, you know, if people call her office and email her, then she'll just throw, you know, just write thank you letters back, and that's it,
thank
you know.
Thank you for submitting this.
Yeah, that's all they do.
Yeah, that's basically what they do.
Yeah, and think of them as giving you a smile when you're in front of their face and, you know, shaking their hand.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm considering that, they'll always say.
I love
you know?
That statement.
Yeah, and they'll consider that till the day they are out of office and nothing will ever get done. That's how they, you know, beat around
I'm
the bush.
I'm going to stay away from politicians because I'm at the point where I'll just punch them in the face, you know.
I know you will.
Yeah, because we all get so frustrated with it, you know, and a lot of people say the hell with it, but... You know, if everybody said the hell with everything, there would be no one to do anything, and nothing would ever change, and then not even nothing would
change.
Oh, I'm
going to do it my way. I'm going to do it like I'm doing it now.
Oh,
I agree. And it's the only
way pushing for the funding.
You can do it. That's all you can do. Right, but...
I don't like when people do that to other people. I get so frustrated. And, yes, Frank, you're to that point of, like, dropping... You know, that hinge, that forever hinge that you could see, and it's slowly going down, you know, it, like with your hand on it, being the hinge and getting ready to punch somebody. That's what it feels like. And then when it sort of gets into the position that it will be a great position to punch somebody in, then it will. Your hand will be attached to it, you know? That's how I feel sometimes. But I don't do it always. It feels like it's attached to that hand.
Inner sight is nonviolent.
We are. But
yeah.
All
but
right.
I get frustrated, especially when, you know, you're on the phone with people who feel that they have power over you because you're disabled and you need something from them and they won't cooperate with you. And then they talk down to you like a child, you know, and tell you what you have to do or you have to wait or this or that. And then they'll just hang up on you and not answer again and just leave the phone ringing because you know that they know that you need what they have, whether it's a wheelchair that, you know, they haven't brought back to you in God knows how long, that, you know, it's a simple part that they have in the office that they could just bring you. And, you know, they want you to fill out a complicated form that they said they didn't get how many times. Or these case coordinators from these home care agencies that, you know, leave people's cases open until, you know, their great-grandparents get out of the nursing home. And, you know, that's the way it is, you know. And that's what, you know, makes me have to take a breath and, you know, want some fresh air from outside. And you know, it makes me angry the most.
You know, you gotta stay away from people who make you feel violent.
Yeah, it's
not because
for
we
me
would
that's
follow...
that's the politicians lately.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but when you need people, Frank, and you deal with these agencies, and you have no choice, you can't stay away from them because you're at their mercy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You also have a point that, now I have this point that I really don't want to be in front of people when they're starting to be, you know, a pain in the butt. I just go to my corner and I just take a deep breath and I say, okay, they're starting to be very angry with me. And I try to be as nice as I can at that point. It's like I take a deep breath, I start doing some meditation, believe it or not. Because if I don't do something... actually do something while I'm at that moment, believe me, it won't be a pretty picture. You know, so I try to meditate.
Oh, yeah, because it could cause you to have a stroke, give you high blood pressure,
give you a bad
headache, and all sorts of things. And then we know that, you know, we're going to get generic medication, and then we're going to get sicker and have to fight for more hours. And, oh, Suzanne, do we have to go on and get poor transportation and maybe
down.
A hospital? Yeah, you know, a hospital bed that, you know, you can't control, that won't go up or down, and, you know.
Or your wheelchair that won't go up and down that you need it.
or that you'll fall through, you know, that'll creak and crack, and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, God knows why, you know. So
politician
make
brain that won't go up or down.
Yes.
That's
it's like the elevator that only stays on one floor.
Won't go on the
floor that the disabled person lives on. We'll go on every other floor of people that can walk up the stairs.
Do we have any other callers?
I could take one look. Hold on.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday.
Mm-hmm.
213-816-1650.
We need more glads.
Anything you're mad about or glad about?
We have one person who's giving us a disguised number, all ones. That's usually from Skype.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Anthony, anything else?
No, thank you, Frank. That's it.
Okay,
thank you so
care.
Much.
Okay.
It's always good to hear you.
Thank you, Frank. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
All right.
Take care.
Anybody dialing in, please keep it clean. Don't give us that stupid nonsense, you know.
Okay.
We all get frustrated, all right? Keep it clean.
Yeah, we know. Okay, here we go.
And we'll take another phone call.
Okay.
Hello, live.
Hello. How are you all? Hi.
Good,
hi,
good. Who's this?
Oh,
Hotep, H-O-T-E-P.
I'm sorry?
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. I was listening to the conversation.
Yeah.
I think the American system, like many of our Western systems, and even the Saudi Arabian system, is based on power. And the groups that have power generally, whether they're right or wrong, politically they get their voices heard and legislation to protect them. Other groups get tokenism often. So that token could be something that looks good on paper or on a coin or some, but not real acceptance and not real power. And I think the same thing applies to the big pharmaceuticals. They tend to be about finance, not about true health. So lots of treatments that we see, because I have relatives, one in particular that's always very sick, even tonight, and we're always battling the hospital over treatments, and we don't want the certain treatments that have the side effects, and they think they know best, and if you don't listen to them, you know, you go through a whole bunch of doctors. So, yeah, if groups in our system don't have the power because they don't work together, then they will be at the bottom. The politicians will smile in your face, but at the end of the day, they're looking for which groups that have lots of people, like was mentioned earlier, is coming to them. So I've met with them, and they smile and talk a good game, but at the end of it, they do nothing positive regarding what was presented. So unless the oppressed or the marginalized groups have, you know, maybe 10,000 people or more, and maybe 400 people outside picketing, you know, they don't listen. Because it's really about lobbying, and lobbyists with millions of dollars that are pushing issues that won't really help America and won't help the disabled and won't help marginalized groups, but it will help the major corporations. So politics is often just a losing game for, you know, people with medical conditions.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. That's why we keep on doing this show and hoping that somebody out there will realize what we're trying to do and, you know, put the money up so we can begin to do it and let people know what's going on, you know.
Definitely.
I mean, I don't know if you're aware of it, but in this great country of ours, a blind person doesn't even have a right to a guide dog. Safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
There's no law to protect you. The agencies raise $100,000. Most people never get a dog. They keep the money. And there's no law. You can't even take an agency to court. And then it goes so far as if you train your guide dog on your own, like I've had to do. I've been blind all my life. The agencies cut off the medical that the public donates. They control that. See? And
you
most people don't know what I just told you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible system.
Is it possible that they use the person that needs help as the cash cow, but then the money doesn't flow to the person that actually needs the help?
That's
which
what
is
happens.
The same thing that, it's the same thing that happens in the third world. The rest of the world makes donations to the third world, but what happens is the leaders in place keep most of it, and maybe half a percent goes to the people, so we wonder, why isn't that nation improving? Yeah, this dynamic,
the
colonialism
money,
and corruption, is everywhere.
I'm sorry. The money donated to the guide dog school is not protected by law. That money is supposed to be to help a blind person see. That's what a guide dog does. All right.
Mm-hmm.
If that money's not used for that purpose, there should be an investigation, a court hearing. Why? Why was that person denied that safety that your eyes brings to you?
That's right.
And we don't even have that. It's horrible, man. We got a petition of 75,000 names trying to change it. We need 75 million. What you're saying is so true.
Where's the petition, by the way? What site?
It's
change.org.
Oh, change.org. Okay.
Yeah.
If you
Type in guide dog.
No, InnerSight. Just type
InnerSight. The name of our
organization. InnerSight Inc. You'll find it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Help us get some names. We thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not one agency for the blind has endorsed our petition.
We also have another petition that needs a lot of names. It only has 10 names. We just started not too long ago. And that's for the nursing homes, to get people out of them and just change the nursing homes into accessible living for the disabled.
So the very agencies that are supposed to help won't even support the petition, maybe because they would lose money.
Yes,
they won't help.
That is right.
and you know the irony of it? The first guide dog trained in this country was a rescue like mine and trained by a blind person.
Yep.
Wow.
That's how the seeing eye started in this country.
That's
how outrageous it is.
Yes.
They don't even recognize their own beginning. They don't even honor the seeing eye concept.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's Helen Keller. She started it.
So there you have it.
Yep.
And when
and
I met with my congressman.
Helen Keller?
Morris Frank and Helen Keller.
No, seeing eye dog.
Helen Keller was one of the founders of the Seeing Eye.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard a lot about her.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Mm.
I have the breed that she loved, the Akita.
Yeah.
You know, the agencies don't believe an Akita can be a guide dog. This is the third one I've trained.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a beautiful dog he has, and she knows when he's in trouble, when there's something wrong, she just stops. And looks and you know, doesn't do anything until she realizes exactly what to do to move and things like that. And then she gets him out of the way of trouble all the time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Akita.
Very
is that
dog.
A Japanese breed?
Yes.
Yeah, she's
okay.
Japanese.
Wow. Yeah,
I love his dog, but I can't have it because it has a different type of hair, and I'm allergic to certain.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love it, honestly.
Well, we thank you for your observation. It's so right on the money.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, and hopefully.
Have you heard the show before?
Well. No, I'd seen it, but I'd never gotten a chance to call in, and I thought tonight let me call in because I had a relative that was having a medical situation. Yeah.
Well, anything we can do to help, let us know, you know, if you need an organization
to
make some noise or whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you, and I'll log into the link that you mentioned. I'll type in the radio show name, and I'll give it to some friends also.
Thank you.
Have you as a regular listener anytime you'd like
to
call
in. Yeah, we'd like you as a regular listener.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I will. I'll keep you updated.
Yeah.
Good
thank
luck
you.
And I'll try and get one of those
person.
Dogs one day, too.
Oh, that'd be
nice. Hopefully
best
I'm not
wishes.
Allergic to the...
I was going to say best wishes
you.
To your relative.
Thank you.
Thank you, my son.
Hope you do well. Next person getting a guide dog would be me from Frank. But I'd have to... Yeah, that's the next person.
Oh, you don't have a guide dog, but you're trying to get one?
I was, and they denied me even applying. Isn't that crazy?
They denied you getting a guide dog even though you need it.
Yeah, actually, I sent the application in through email like they wanted it, and the guy called me, and he said to me, the program has been discontinued. Isn't that crazy? So then maybe about a year later, I called again just, you know, for giggles, and I said, I just want to know, is this program back, you know, is there? Oh, this program's always been here. What do you mean it's always been here? And then I forgot to tell you that they had, you know, they told me in the beginning that they canceled the program, and then these people said at the beginning the program was there and that I never had been canceled. So I'm sitting there like, wait, they lied to me.
No, that's why there should be a law, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If the program was canceled and there are other places and other ways to do it and the money is raised, there should be a hearing.
Yeah, exactly. or that money that they raised should be able to travel with you to the other school if it was canceled. That's how
yeah.
I feel, at least. You know?
Yeah. Did they give that to you in writing when they claimed that it was canceled, or it was a verbal communication?
It was a verbal communication.
Oh, okay.
Idiot.
Yeah.
You know? So it was canceled.
Well, you know, they, none of them like bad media press. Sometimes, if it's necessary, getting the media involved, they suddenly, they meaning the guilty party, will act
yeah,
innocent.
Yeah, we've done that.
Say,
oh,
we didn't.
Oh, we've
oh, you've done,
done
that. Yeah, yeah.
We've done it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
We've
oh,
helped
yeah.
people that way.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there
yeah.
should
yeah,
be a law, you know,
because
that media
really
thing is hit and
law,
miss,
though.
You know.
That's the
yeah.
only problem. If we don't, we need, like, a law now so that we could send it to the media people in time for things. It would be a tighter regulation and stuff like that, so they have something like leverage against, you know, the school. It'd be a lot easier, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes the reverse is the strategy, meaning get the media attention in order to get
right.
the law, and there are media people who have blind relatives who were
right.
taken special interest. You
yes.
know, each person has the relatives who have different challenges, some autism,
oh, yeah.
some cancer, some blind, you know, some
yeah.
paraplegic, and they may
yeah.
take the story. But mainly independent media, like from Pacifica, et cetera.
Yeah.
Major media often have advertising complications
mm-hmm.
and they won't take certain stories. But independent media or Al Jazeera, you know, international
oh, yeah,
media also might cover
too.
A story. Or even media
yeah.
in Korea or some nation
really?
That we supposedly don't have good relations with, who wouldn't mind covering a story to embarrass some of our cronies there, you know?
Exactly.
Good
That's
thought.
Funny. Yeah, that is a good thought.
Yeah, thank you. So, well, I won't take up all your time. Thank you so much, and
thank
I'll
you
find
thank
the
you for calling.
Link.
Thank
no
you for
problem.
Calling.
Thank you. I'll listen on my computer.
And
right
good
now
luck with
my...
your relative with the medical.
Yes,
thank you.
Anything we can
her.
Do,
yeah.
you know, you let us know.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. He
You're
has
welcome.
Some brain problems and autism and, yeah, a lot going on with him. We appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, anything
All
you
right.
need, let us know.
Thank you.
All
you
right.
All have a great
Take
night.
Care. You too.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. All right, inner sight. 213-816-1650, and the word is definitely out there.
Oh, yeah.
There's one thing that we can say, that people are feeling what we feel. People are sharing what we're going through because
yeah.
it's a simple thing. Now, I want to just comment on the gentleman's who mentioned he had a relative and the hospitals pushing the conventional bull crap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a law. If a doctor gets a certain amount of time, and this time would be debatable, of course, I'd say
yeah.
I don't know, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
After a certain amount of time, if that doctor cannot help that person, and that person's getting obviously worse, half
mm-hmm.
the money should go back into a fund,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily to the person themselves, into a fund to help get an alternative type of healing.
That's right.
See? Because they've made money now
mm-hmm.
on someone's misery,
yeah,
someone getting worse,
yeah.
and they don't acknowledge other types of healing. If you can't
exactly.
go to a doctor's office and sit in that office and have the girl or someone working for the doctor look up
yeah.
on the internet and say, oh, look at this doctor, so-and-so. Look what he did with this plant or this herb or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Like yeah.
And contact that person.
Yeah.
And work with
them.
And say, hey, we got a case here.
Yeah.
Can your system help? See, that's
yeah.
how it should be.
Yeah,
if they're not
be.
Willing to do that, they're stealing your damn ass money.
They are.
Because they're not looking at a holistic way that they can help the person. They're only interested in the money.
Yeah.
And we see that every day of the week.
Yeah.
From doctors. There are some good ones. I'm not saying there aren't.
Yeah.
I happen to know a guy who's very good who would do that. What I just described. You know? I mean, he can only go so far. He's a licensed medical doctor, but he's willing to do that. And how many times has he told me, no, don't take that? Meaning the conventional stuff that is really set up to kill you.
I'm starting to agree with that, because what's been happening to me, I feel the difference. And I could tell you, sometimes I feel as if I'm slurring my speech, or I'm delayed with my speech, and things are getting worse. So I've actually spoken to some of my doctors. I've said, listen, I can't take this anymore. It's bothering me. I can't take this anymore. And they're agreeing. So some of it, I'm just stopping alone. I went down 20 tablets of medicine compared to the 50 tablets that I was taking before. They were going to kill me. They really were. So it's a big
improvement. You better call somebody like Jerry Hickey and talk to the nutritionist.
Yeah.
Tell her what you have.
Yeah.
And find out what Jerry has to offer.
Yeah, I've already gone on a lot of vitamins to help with the neurological pain, so that it's helping a little. So it's working.
All right, in the side, let's see, tomorrow night, open mic. You can pick your own subject. Wednesday night, nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them.
That's
turn them into
too.
Accessible housing.
Thank
Thursday
you.
Night, title, I forget the title.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night, we had a title, but I don't know, we may modify it. All right. Friday's the funnies, so.
Yep.
We'll have some fun here. I want to thank all our callers. We appreciate it. People who listen, people who signed the petition, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
Inner Sight is here to stay. We have a message that nobody else has.
That's true.
All right. I urge all these agencies to jump in with us and help us do it. What are you waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
Like that song, Dylan, too many people have died.
Mm-hmm.
The phrase in, you know, Blowing in the Wind is the song.
Oh, yeah.
When will it take?
How many?
When will he know that too many people have died?
That's
how many deaths will it take? That's the phrase I was thinking of.
Yep.
Is that what the agencies are waiting for?
Yeah, I think
the nursing homes and all the other disabled people who are struggling with these doctors and could be helped in another way if the money were there. And the money is there.
Yeah.
You know.
Isn't it say Blowing in the Wind, something like that, major chorus line?
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. And Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number 631-224-3090. I want to thank our new caller for looking up the petition and signing it and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that. Inner Sight, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio, weeknight.
Yeah.
Check us out tomorrow night on Open Mic, where you can pick your own subject.
Yes.
All right? Be your own boss, as long as you keep it clean.
That's right.
All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much for being with us.
Yes.
Be with you tomorrow night. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night,
the world.
Take care.